Chapter 5, An Illusion to the Solution. Opening questions. How important is it to successful communication to have a common language with commonly understood terms? If people start moving away from standard definitions of terms or words, will that lead to unity and common understanding or disunity and confusion? Can things like religion, politics, psychology, or philosophy solve my personal struggles with things like self-pride, fear, or selfishness? Can religious beliefs or political doctrine or policies or psychological philosophies free us from our cage of self-pride and fear and selfishness and thus solve problems like greed or unforgiveness? Now that we have identified the root problems and the categories of people those root problems put us into, we have to ask the question, what will solve the root problems of fear, self-pride, and selfishness? Later, we will look in detail at how Christians substitute a false religious problem for the real root problems. This would be a good point to define a few important terms so we can be on the same page when using them. Unfortunately, 10 different people will read the term religious and might each well have a different definition of the term. In fact, I have used the terms repeatedly already, and no doubt 10 different readers would have more than one definition. Defining things properly is becoming more and more important as more and more people leave rational thought, turn away from moral absolutes, embrace relativism as their foundational existential view, and thus submit to no standard whatsoever except their own personal opinions to understand what is true or false, right or wrong. We will look at relativism more closely in Section 3. Chapter Section, Relevant Definitions. Accountable, the Cambridge Dictionary, a situation in which someone is responsible for things that happen and can give a satisfactory reason for them. Merriam-Webster Dictionary, an obligation or willingness to accept responsibility or to account for one's actions. Agnostic, those people who believe that it is impossible to know whether God exists or not. Atheist, those people who reject the existence of a God or gods and who typically make a practice of actively promoting their belief or joining with others of the same belief. This distinction with non-theist is not absolute, and atheist is for many synonymous with non-theist. The Bible, the sacred book the majority of Christians look to in order to understand God. There are two primary versions, Roman Catholic, which has 73 books, and the Protestant version, which has 66 books. The Protestant Bible has two parts. The first part is the Hebrew Scripture, which is also called the Old Testament. The second part is called the New Testament, which contains the four gospel books documenting the life and teachings of Joshua of Nazareth, plus mostly Paul's writings. Typically, the Bible is not read by the average Christian, but rather is read or studied by the Christian leaders, who the people look to in order to understand the Bible's contents. Biblion, those people who look primarily to the Bible, typically some flavor of Protestant, as their standard to select their beliefs about God. While they would include the words of Jesus of Nazareth as in the Bible, they largely ignore his teachings in favor of the other Bible teachings. So, in reality, the Biblians have a 62-book Protestant Bible instead of a 66-book Bible, since they largely ignore and nullify the teachings of the light of the world contained in the four gospel books with beliefs and teachings from the other 62 books. Christ, one-third of the tri-God of Christians, not represented by the historical Joshua of Nazareth as he defines himself by his own words in the four gospel books. Typically, the Christ of Christianity is poorly defined and can mean different things to different people, from a person to a religious ideology or philosophy to a mythical figure to merely the source of ethical or moral principles. Christian, a Christian is a person who has God beliefs derived primarily from their religious leaders and other claimed experts. Those leaders and experts' understandings of the Bible or other sacred writings, and who claims Jesus Christ as their God or figurehead, yet who do not in general live by the historical person Joshua of Nazareth's core teachings as found in the four gospel books. Christianity. The people, organizations, resources, beliefs, and practices of those people who claim some kind of affiliation with the Christ preached by their religious leaders or the church. Disciple of Joshua of Nazareth. A person who has only the historical person of Joshua of Nazareth as their master, and thus who looks only to him, his words alone, as were captured in the four gospel books, to understand God, who God is, what God is like, what God wants, and how to treat and live with other people. Ethics. Essentially the same as synonymous with morals. The study of what is morally right and wrong, or a set of beliefs about what is morally right or wrong. Existential. Pertaining to or relating to one's existence. Faith. A core level or deep trust or confidence in someone or something, typically in that which cannot be verified easily with our senses. Hope. Nouns. The feeling that something desired can be had or will happen. That's the Cambridge Dictionary. Webster Dictionary. To cherish a desire with anticipation, to want something to happen or be true. Oxford Dictionary. A feeling of expectation and desire for a particular thing to happen. Grounds for believing that something good may happen. Dictionary.com. The feeling that what is wanted can be had, or that events will turn out for the best. The verb for the term hope. Dictionary.com. To look forward to with desire and reasonable confidence. Human beings need hope to function in a good and positive manner. Hope can be placed in something real or in something that is not real. Interpretation. Cambridge Dictionary. An explanation or opinion of what something means. Oxford Dictionary. The action of explaining the meaning of something. Joshua or Jesus of Nazareth. A historical person of humble means who lived about 2,000 years ago and who performed miracles, including defeating his own death, to validate his message. His teachings would radically transform human life on the earth for better if people listened to him and did what he taught. Morals. Oxford Dictionary. Concerned with the principles of right and wrong behavior. Non-theist. Those people who reject the existence of a god or gods, but who don't make a practice of actively promoting their belief. This distinction with atheists is not absolute, and non-theists, for many, is synonymous with atheist. Peace. These two dictionaries define it from a societal, individually external perspective. Cambridge Dictionary. A period of freedom from war or violence, especially when people live and work together without violent disagreements. Dictionary.com. The normal, non-warring condition of a nation, group of nations, or the world. While these two dictionaries define it as individual, personal, and inward. Merriam-Webster. Freedom from disquieting or oppressive thoughts or emotions. Oxford Dictionary. Freedom from disturbance. Tranquility. Physicalists. Are those who deny all metaphysical or spiritual realities, or stated another way, those who believe reality can be best explained by the model of matter and energy alone. They are relatively few physicalists in terms of the Earth's population, but they also typically possess positions of power and influence in the world, a fact that is not coincidental. Physicalists are typically non-theists and typically look to science and technology to solve humankind's problems. Politics. The beliefs and interactions of people who are involved in trying to govern or rule or organize other people. Political correctness. A person adopting the popular view or belief to feel some level of acceptance or belonging with others who have the same view, even if A, that acceptance and belonging is vicarious, virtual, or has no basis in real relationships, or B, the view cannot stand the test of reason and therefore is false. Relativism. Oxford Dictionary. the doctrine that knowledge, truth, and morality exist in relation to culture, society, or historical context and are not absolute. Cambridge Dictionary. The belief that truth and right and wrong can only be judged in relation to other things and that nothing can be true or right in all situations. There are different levels of relativism, and we will look at that and clarify that later in the book. Religion. People's beliefs and practices regarding God things, spiritual things, and the afterlife, which beliefs and practices have no reasonable basis in the teachings of Joshua of Nazareth. Religious person. A person who has sincerely held God or spiritual beliefs, which beliefs have nothing to do with listening to the person of nor following the teachings of Joshua of Nazareth. A religious person typically has a moral standard derived from their religious beliefs, but all people have some moral standard. So having a moral standard does not make a person religious. Rather, it is the non-ethical or non-relational practices and rituals that the religious person believes they need to practice in order to be acceptable to God or to have a positive afterlife experience, even if infrequent or without much conviction, that makes a person religious. Responsible. Having the duty or caring, taking care of something. Able to answer for one's conduct and obligations. Clarifying statement for distinguishing between accountability and responsibility. You are responsible for closing the gate, and your failure to do so cost the lives of three people. So now we are holding you accountable for that failure, and here is the consequence. End of definitions. We will define additional terms later as we move through the book. So back to the initial question of this chapter. What will solve the root problems and provide the solutions that all human beings need? Let us continue by first taking a look at what will not solve the root problems for the individual. First up is religion. If religion would solve the problem of people operating by self-pride and fear and selfishness, then the world would be a much better place since there are billions of religious people and over 2 billion Christians. At least there would be significant societies or communities of people, communities in the millions, with each religion that are practicing the tenets of their religion and thus doing better than those who are not part of those communities. For Christianity, the fact is there are not. These communities do not exist. Any astute observer will conclude that not only is religion not solving people's root problems, it is a big part of the problems of self-pride and fear and selfishness, which leads to much conflict. The source of the conflict is often beliefs like, our God is the real true God and yours is false, and our God hates people who tells lies about him. Again, and at least significant problems should not exist within Christian circles if they are addressing the root problems. Within the about 2.2 billion people who take some Christian label. By any measure, this is not so, primarily because Christian circles or actual communities do not exist and thus cannot be identified. We will look at why this is so later. The reality is that Christians are as unified as political liberals and conservatives. This predisposition to divide among the Biblians and Christians account for the tens of thousands of Bible and Christian sects on the earth at this time. It could be reasonably argued that the morals derived from Christian teachings, for example, have helped certain cultures or societies or nations do better than others. I don't deny that better ethics held by a group of people can make human relationships and endeavors among that group work much better. However, I would also contend that doing better by constraining evil or being a bit more generous is not enough, as the previous facts about our world reveal. The Christian ethic has been propagated in this world for two millennia, and yet we still have what we have, a world that's in terrible shape and Christians not identifiable in communities. We can do better than accepting how the world is and just wringing our hands at the end of the day, going with the selfish path and making sure I and the ones I care about are okay. How about humanistic psychological philosophies? Well, those beliefs and practices have been around for at least as long as religion. The beliefs, philosophies have changed over time, and they come and go, ebb and flow, but the essential beliefs and practices have been here for thousands of years. Essentially, those beliefs are attempts to understand human nature, with more recent Western beliefs trying to do so without referring to God or spiritual elements, and to find cause and effect, experience and reaction, with significant relationships in one's life. Stated another way, most contemporary psychological philosophies and beliefs try and understand humans without a creator or metaphysical elements to human nature. Remember heart, soul, mind, and spirit? Or at least not according for the whys of those spiritual or metaphysical aspects of human nature. To those who put their faith in psychological beliefs, it is to their credit that not too much conflict arises over those beliefs, primarily because God claims are not typically involved. However, while psychological beliefs and practices do not in general generate conflict amongst people, neither do they solve the root problems. In fact, the practice of insisting on taking money to discuss these beliefs with someone who thinks these beliefs will help removes the most important aspect of human relationships and thus renders it essentially powerless. If self-pride and fear and selfishness form a cage, then those who advocate psychological beliefs in general seek to operate within that cage and thus are powerless. There is only one thing that can get someone out of that cage, as we shall see later. Some might say that politics or politicians will solve their problems. Politics and politicians have been around for thousands of years in different forms, and yet their solutions are not working well, as history shows. Again, some political systems work better than others, but the ebb and flow of time proves that none can abide the cycle of eventual destruction due to human conflict, usually from within and due to the causes already identified. Politics and politicians are about people governing people and setting rules and laws for groups of people and directing money and resources. The root problems, on the other hand, are first individual in nature. Yes, they affect other people, and as a group of collective people operate under the sway of the root problems, things do not work well. Remember the above examples of some of the problems that are widespread in the world? Politicians, or the rules they make, or the money or resources they can direct, have never solved the root problems. They can only seek to constrain or minimize the damage of the manifestations of the root problems. Law cannot cause love or internal peace, just like money or material things cannot cause love or internal peace. No, we need something else to solve our root problems of self, pride, and fear and selfishness. We need something outside of ourselves or higher than ourselves to fix our problem. Or stated another way, we cannot get out of our self-made cage by ourselves. We do not innately have the key to the lock of the self-made cage of self-pride and fear and selfishness. We desperately need help to make it out of the cage. Religion, psychology, or politics cannot unlock our cage either, for they are our creations. We made them while in our cages. We created them while in our cages. Another good illustration depicting our dilemma is a large self-dug pit. We started thinking there was something valuable down in the earth, even though we heard a small voice from above telling us to look up. So we grabbed a shovel and started digging. Each shovel full was motivated by self-pride or fear or selfishness, and the pit got bigger and deeper. Finally, at some point, when we did not find what we were digging for, we realized that we dug the pit so deep that we could not get out by ourselves. We need someone else to reach down and pull us out. As we explore finding the solutions to people's problems, we will need a tool to do that. Finding solutions to vexing problems requires the most valuable tool that we human beings were given, and we shall examine those tools in the coming section. Furthermore, the successful failure that is Christianity, and more generally, religion or itself, cannot be well evaluated without using this tool well. Chapter summary. Understanding things by having clear definitions of those things is extremely important. It is the only way to know if something is true or false and to communicate well with others. Many concepts, terms have been redefined or are misunderstood, thereby clouding the picture of reality and hiding important concepts and realities, as well as obscuring or hiding the solutions to problems. It is self-evident and objectively true that religion, politics, or other philosophies about human beliefs, beings, psychological or humanistic, do not have the power to set us free from our cage of self-pride and fear and selfishness. We need something greater than ourselves to lift us above our flawed human condition. We need someone to unlock the cage or to lift us out of the pit.